WPFW News, I'm Sue Goodwin, and here are some headlines. A federal judge sided with CNN today in saying the White House was wrong to revoke Jim Acosta's press pass and most likely violated his due process. Judge Timothy J. Kelly emphasized the very limited nature of his ruling, making it clear he had not determined that the First Amendment was violated. For now, Mr. Acosta can resume working on the White House grounds, and the White House has the right to appeal. Following the ruling, President Trump told Fox News' Chris Wallace that he will kick Acosta out of press conferences if he, quote, misbehaves. Further hearings are expected to determine if the White House violated Jim Acosta's First and Fifth Amendment rights. 63 people are now dead and over 600 missing in California's devastating Camp Fire. In a press conference last night, officials say the fire is not likely to be contained until the end of November. Smoke from the fire is so thick it's blotting out the sun and lowering surface temperatures by as much as 10 degrees, according to the U.S. National Weather Service. No official cause has been determined, but in a document obtained by NBC and filed with the U.S. Security and Exchange Commission this week, Pacific Gas and Electric said that its equipment may have sparked the blaze. Lawyers representing victims of the fire have already filed two class action lawsuits against PG&E. Sunday is the deadline in Florida to complete a hand count of almost 54,000 ballots to decide who will be the next state's next senator and agricultural commissioner. In the Senate race, machine counts completed Thursday showed Republican Governor Rick Scott leading Democrat incumbent Bill Nelson by a margin of 15.15 percentage points, small enough to require the hand recount. The manual recount is only of ballots that registered either as an undervote or an overvote in the race. And in the Florida race for governor, Republican Ron DeSantis says the campaign is, quote, now over, but Democrat Andrew Gillum is refusing to concede, saying that there are still 10,000 votes that have not been counted. In a statement, Gillum said, a vote denied is justice denied. The state of Florida must count every legally cast vote. And the Associated Press is reporting today that Stacey Abrams' campaign in Georgia is preparing an unprecedented legal challenge for the unresolved Georgia governor's race that could leave the state's Supreme Court deciding whether to force another round of voting. AP is still refusing to call a winner in that race, and state officials have not yet certified the results, despite the fact that her opponent, Brian Kemp, maintains a winning margin large enough so that a December 4th runoff would not be required. According to AP, Abrams would request a new vote based on misconduct, fraud, or irregularities. Abrams accused Kemp of voter suppression throughout the campaign. Kemp declared victory last week, and his campaign argues that Abrams is trying to count illegal votes and that his lead is too great for any remaining uncounted ballots to make a difference. Gregory Bush, the white man charged with shooting and killing two black people in Jeffersontown, Kentucky last month, is now facing federal hate crime charges. A grand jury returned a six-count indictment that says Bush killed Maurice Stallard and Vicki Lee Jones because of their actual and perceived race and color. Surveillance video shows he first pounded at the door of an historically black church before leaving and heading to a nearby Kroger grocery store. Bush faced a possible death sentence. And in weather, it's 51 degrees outside, partly cloudy skies tonight, and colder tomorrow with lows around 30. Sunday, much of the same with a few clouds. Stay tuned now for Live at 5 with the Kaz Gardner Band. I'm Sue Goodwin for WPFW News. Thank you for listening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WPFW 89.3 FM. I'm your host, Franco Agbro. Happy Friday, folks. Happy Friday. It's pretty cold out there. I don't know what's going on out there, but man, you know, I'm not ready for it, but it is what it is. But we're going to make it real nice for you this Friday evening with a band that's been known around the area for playing different venues, including the annual Cubone Place block party recently and other shows. This is the Cass Gardner Band. All right? Just be sure, you know, when you're driving, don't step too much on the gas because this gas have a lot of energy. Okay, I just want to prepare you for that, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
With your mother child, when you talking, I keep thinking stop. Yeah, yeah. Thinking all the while with your mother child, I keep thinking. As you're moving up, you gotta do what you gotta do. And you work so hard, man, yes, as much as you. But there's one more piece that you both got to do. As you open up your mouth, breathe and think before you start to speak and stop. When you talking, I keep thinking, stop. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Drinking all the wine with your mother child, I keep thinking. And you look real nice with your boots and brand new suit. And you wanna talk cause you just feel so cute. But at this time ain't nobody talking to you. As you carry on and fail to see. Running your mouth, the nuisance that you are portraying. Not everything you think about is to your saving. I'm trying to help ya, so just shut your mouth and you don't pay attention. Yeah, yeah. Get all the while with your mother child. Wait, you talking, I keep thinking, stop. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Thinking all the while with your mother child, I keep thinking, stop.
The music of Cass Gardner right here on WPFW 89.3 Live at 5. I'm your host, Frank O. Agbro from Franco Jazz Studios in Mount Pleasant. Thank you very much, Cass, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome. So, that first song, is that an original song?
It is an original. I wrote it.
You wrote that song? Okay.
I wrote that song.
It's got a nice groove to it. I like that.
Thank you. Do I need to keep talking there?
Yeah, you just stay. Yeah. Okay. While I'm talking.
I don't know where anything is happening. I'm kind of like, okay.
Well, tell us about your band. What can you say about your band and the style of music that you play?
Well, basically, it's a self-titled band. I base the band on many bands that I have been in the past, the different styles that I have performed and that I like to do and like to write. And Jorge and I sort of came up with the idea to go ahead and just make it Cass Gardner Band, well, Cass Gardner, because in the past you'd have a band, you'd get people together, and then there'd be disagreements, and people would leave, and then the whole band would stop, and you'd have to start all over again. Mm-hmm. And I've just been writing all these songs, and I wanted to be able to make it more continuous, and, you know, if people can't do a show, they can continue, you know, we can keep going. Mm-hmm. So the music is based off of soul, rock, and reggae. It could be considered, depending on how much you know about Jamaican music, it could be considered more rock steady than reggae, of course. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's kind of like reggae, rock steady, ska, depending on, you know, whatever I feel like, and or Jorge and I feel like writing. Mm-hmm. And we also do rock, which is more like a garage rock, and then garage rock, mod-influenced rock, 60s-influenced rock. Mm-hmm. And then the soul is, of course, 60s soul, Motown, Stax, that kind of thing. But we try to, you know, we write our original music, mm-hmm. and anything that I wanted to bring from past projects that, you know, both of us have written, mm-hmm. those have come along with us.
Do you do any covers at all, or?
Yes, we do. Live, we do Heard It Through the Grapevine.
You don't have to tell us the whole thing, but, you know, yeah. you give it to them when they come see you
yes,
play.
Yes, we'll but give it to you
I,
when
yeah,
you come see us play.
I just wanted to find out whether you did some cover songs and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to go around the room for the band members to introduce themselves.
Okay.
Actually, I'll get back to you because I need to have more information about who you are.
Okay.
So, who's on bass?
Jorge.
Bass That's player. It?
Yes.
Jorge you don't have a last name?
Yeah, but Jorge Bañales.
A lot of Jorge's around, bro. Jorge Bañales, huh? And you're on bass. Where are you from originally?
Uruguay.
Uruguay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. We've known each other for a long time, way back when. We'll talk about that a little later. All right? And on guitar?
I'm Jeff Booth.
Okay. Jeff Booth from?
Yep. From here.
Yeah, born and raised Washington, D.C.?
D.C., Virginia, this Maryland. Area for the okay. most part, yeah.
All right. You know, don't be bashful now. I mean, you know, unless you got something to hide, you know. No, I'm just kidding. But on drums, what do we have here?
Guillermo Ramos.
Okay.
I am from Mexico City.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get to you here. And once again, on drums...
Guillermo Ramos from Mexico City. I've been here for 30 years now. I'm actually the newbie here with the Kaz Gardner Band, about maybe 6 months in, and I'm having a blast. I'm excited. I love the music. Thank you for the opportunity to have us here.
Oh, thank you for being here.
Yeah, we're really appreciated here.
Good. Well, you know, folks, you know, I'm here with this band called the Kaz Gardner Band. And they've been playing around, and I've seen them in a couple of places. And, you know, I love the energy. And every time I see you guys keep getting better and better, you know. And I especially saw that. I saw you at Mark's Cafe, and then I said, okay, well, let's see if they can, what they'll do at the block party. And you guys just killed it at the block party. People really loved you guys and stuff. So those kinds. Which brings me to my next question. Where do you think, what kind of environment do you think is the best place to play the kind of music that you play?
I believe that we really belong in a traditional nightclub. I would say probably, you know, 100 to 500 capacity stage so that we can spread out and do what we do best. Mm-hmm. Nightclub. I think that's the best environment. We can get loud.
With a lot of dancing room.
Yes, of course. Right? And, you know, room for people to shout and get nuts with us.
Right.
That's what I would prefer.
All right. Well, I'd like you guys to play some more music, but first I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the people that contributed and donated during our pledge drive. Thank you very much for your donations. We truly appreciate you, and we truly appreciate the fact that you recognize the work that we are doing here at WPFW. Thank you very much. We are very appreciative. More from the Kaz Gardner Band right here on WPFW 89.3 FM. Thank you all for listening.
keeps ticking. Well, yeah, yeah, well, they are not. So you gotta give it one good shot.
Folks, you've been listening to the music of Cass Gardner right here on WPFW 89.3. Thank you all for tuning in and not tuning out on this beautiful Friday evening. I know it's cold out there, but these guys are sure doing a good job right here in keeping me warm in my heart and soul. All right. So, yeah, so Cass, where are you from originally?
I'm from the Washington, D.C. area.
Born and raised in D.C.?
Yes.
Yeah? D.C., D.C.? I mean, not like Virginia, America.
I was in a military family, and okay. I was the last one born, and I was born here.
All right. So you have siblings?
Yes, I have one sister, two brothers.
One sister and two brothers. Yes. Okay, they all live in the area? Or?
No, I have a brother in Florida, and then my other brother and sister live in the area.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your musical taste, you know, you did say you were more into like the rock, reggae, rock steady. How did you get influenced? How were you influenced by those particular genres of music?
Well, I'd have to say that with the reggae music, I was influenced by my father. We are partially Caribbean descent from Turks and Caicos and Dominican Republic, mm-hmm. and on his side, and he often listened to jazz. On Sundays.
Right.
And he also listened to...
Was he listening to WPFW?
Yeah, actually, it's weird.
Just have to throw that in there.
He's probably looking down going, whoa. But, yeah, he would... And he also listened to a lot of reggae. Mm-hmm. And I think that was kind of like the beginning. We also listened to like salsa and merengue and mm-hmm. things like that. But that was kind of the beginning roots of it and the soul. My mom listened, both of my parents listened to a lot of Motown and 60s, 70s, 80s mm-hmm. soul music. So that was kind of like in my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I went through sort of a weird period of feeling like a little outcast in school.
Why is that?
And I don't know. I think I talked differently than a lot of the students in school. And
what do you mean? Speaking proper?
You know, like how people talk in Maryland and D.C. area.
Right.
I mean, I can talk like that, but I didn't do it. And yeah. I think that, you know, that was kind of the beginning. And certain things just, you know, kind of, you know, you start to feel outcasted and you kind of go into your own little world. And some of the things I did was I would watch a lot of TV. MTV came out about that time. There was late night videos and things like that. And I just got exposed, you know, on my own to rock. In a different, you know, alternative rock was like coming out and being what it was. And I just got influenced. I thought punk rock stuff was just awesome. I wanted to know more. And as I met people and grew up and got to kind of spread my wings out, I started to, you know, gravitate towards getting as much of that information as possible. And I think that that was how that kind of happened.
Just for my own, just out of curiosity, did you go to a private school or public school?
Public.
Okay. Great. Okay. All right. Well, I'd like you for you guys to play as much music as possible.
Okay.
We're done with our pledge drive, so I don't want to be talking too much. But at the same time, I'd like for the listeners to know more about the music and your lives and, you know, what brings you to this point, you know, where you continue with the music and trying to produce something,
yeah.
You know, and to share your music with the world. I really, truly appreciate you guys are here. Folks, I'm here in studio with the Kaz Gardner Band. We appreciate the fact that you're listening and supporting this radio station for bands like this, stories like this that we have here on Live at 5. Thank you all for listening. More from Kaz Gardner. You've been listening to the music of Kaz Gardner right here on WPFW Live at 5. Like I said earlier, just be careful while you're driving. You don't want to step on that gas while you're tapping your feet. All right? Just be careful in traffic, folks. This is the kind of energy that they produce, and they're producing a lot of energy right here in the studio, and they do that every time I see you guys perform. And so in terms of, I was going to ask you a particular question, and just kind of flew, but how long have you guys been together as a band?
Kaz and I have been playing together for 20 years this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, we've been playing with him for about 10 years. Yeah,
okay.
And Guillermo, we just started playing with him this spring.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So how has that been in terms of, like, your musical journey?
It's been great so far.
No, I mean, in terms of, like, you know, trying to, you know, because like what she said earlier, in terms of, you know, making all these decisions as to what direction you're going to take your music and how you're going to do it. You know, starting from the name, Kaz Gardner Band, and I mean, how's that?
Well, I mean, Jeff has been in you know, bands with us like two bands ago. So we,
so we, you know,
different people that we carry through the years. You know, they, you know, some we keep playing with them, and we play the music that we play with them a while back, or and some we don't. So. In terms of this, you know, how the music that we're gonna play, what we do, it's the songs that we've been playing this whole time, and we just teach people to play them again.
Well, also the new songs. I think that what we are trying to, the part of the journey is that we at this point have figured out kind of what we like to play together, and how we want to move forward. So I think in the past we've always had either a reggae band, or we've had a rock band, or we've had, you know, and this was sort of like, let's just do it all, call it Kaz. See what sticks, and try to have fun. And I think that right now, we've even pared down the band. We've like, you know, it's pretty much very flexible and functional, and able to do a lot more than the way it was before. It was just so with the band aspect, it was very much more rigid. And now we have a lot more freedom to do what we need to do as a band, or just as, you know. As Kaz Gardner.
As Kaz, yeah, which is good. I mean, that's what you need just to keep things going. You know what's really interesting I've tried to get you guys on this show for quite a few times, right?
Yes.
Before, and I wasn't successful. And this time, I just candidly, I had a blank, and my wife said to me, weren't you trying to get Kaz Gardner? So you got to thank her.
All right.
You know, you ladies have a lot of power. you ladies have a lot of power. I mean, so in that vein, I'm saying to myself, you know, your music extends in, you know, in so many different ways. And, you know, and every time, like, I've been to your shows, people are having fun. You know, and people are dancing and moving, you know.
That's
and
my mission. I want everybody to just have a good time. I want them to throw their cares away, because we all have problems. We all have things going on in our lives. But if we can just, you know, when you're out, just let it go and just dance and feel good and get it out of your system, you know, the problem will still be there after the show. But I'm going to try to, like, alleviate some of that while you're with us.
Well, I think that's the purpose of why we play music, for the most part, to entertain, to take people away from their problems, and to find positive and find hope in life. Okay, well, in that vein, could you give us some more music, some more hope?
I hope.
Folks, you're listening to the music of Kaz Gardner right here on WPFW 89.3, the station for jazz and justice. And I'm your host, Franco Agbro, from Franco Jazz Studios in Mount Pleasant. Thank you all for listening, and happy Friday.
You better watch out for him, baby. Didn't I want you?
right, folks, that's the Kaz Gardner Band sound. If you haven't been paying attention, I'm sure you're paying attention now, folks. Yeah, you know, that was great. What was the name of that song?
It's called Didn't I?
Didn't I? Whew, you guys put out a lot of energy, and you really do, and people feel that. I was going to go back to talking about, because I hear the types of music that you play, the different sounds, but I'd like to know, were there any artists that inspired you when you were growing up? That sticks to your mind. I mean, you talked about the Motown and all that kind of. Ugh. Were there any particular artists that you were inspired by?
I think for me, it's kind of all over the place. My absolute favorite artist is Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay.
You get so much emotion off of her. Like, even if she sings a sad song, you kind of feel, you know, that she's enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like she just really enjoyed singing. She loved being a musician. So she's like my top. Mm-hmm. Inspiration. I think after that, then it kind of goes in weird tiers. Like, I liked, when I first saw The Pretenders, I was like in a trance. I couldn't even imagine. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes. I could just go on and on.
Yeah,
I mean,
love The Pretenders. Yeah.
Who else? I mean,
I don't know. Some of the music I was listening to, maybe you probably listened to The Specials.
Yes. I was gonna say The Selector.
The Selector, yeah, yeah. Bad Brains do? I don't know.
Bad Brains, Body Snatchers.
The Meters.
Yeah. So some lot of great music out there. And so at some point, are you inspired more by the lyrics or melody of a music or the groove? What really hits you in terms of music?
Oh, I mean, it depends. It really depends. A song could be just like nonsense, but if the rhythm is like infectious, mm-hmm. I will listen to that thing like, you know, nobody's business. But right. And the same thing goes, like, a song could be kind of like not really well written or whatever, and then the lyrics are just amazing, mm-hmm. and so you just, or the melody just goes in places that are very like warming and make you feel so good. So it's
all over the map.
Yeah, I could not say it was one aspect of it.
All right. So where do you guys normally play? If people, you know, are listening to you this evening and they would like to come see you play, is there a place that you play regularly? Are there upcoming shows?
Yeah, we play. We have a monthly show at Mark's Cafe.
Mm-hmm. The 4th.
It's the 4th Friday, but this month is going to be on the last Friday, mm-hmm. The 30th at Mark's.
Okay, and Mark's Cafe is in Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
Just so that people know.
In
yes.
DC.
And then on the 1st, we're playing at Villain and Saint in Bethesda. Mm-hmm. And the 8th, we're playing at The Pinch on 14th Street. I think that's in Columbia Heights. And then we're going to start a monthly show,
a weekly
show at O'Shaughnessy's in Alexandria.
Okay.
Every Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow. Where's that going to be? Where's that restaurant?
It's on King Street in Alexandria. I don't know.
It's right in Old Town.
By the water.
A few blocks
down, yeah, but the, yes, it's on King Street.
It's
like
on King Street.
Coming
right.
up from
okay.
the water.
All right. So wow, that's great. That's a lot of stuff.
That's
coming up.
New news. That just happened.
Oh, that yeah. just happened?
Oh, and also we're going to be playing in New York at Savannah's in Harlem on the 24th of this month.
The 24th of this month. Yeah. Wow. So you guys are just all of a sudden things are revving up, huh?
Yeah. and some of us have day jobs.
I was going to ask, that was my next question. It's like, how do you navigate, you know, touring and stuff like that? Or
I don't know. I think I just operate on fumes and I just, you know, grubs and water. Just keep going.
Yeah. So. But you all have day jobs, right? Silence?
Yes.
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah, you do. Yeah,
yes.
Okay, cool. I mean,
I don't want to speak for anybody.
No, of course. I mean, you have day jobs, but you're able to navigate, you know. I mean, everyone's
yes.
trying, and it's I always commend musicians who have day jobs and are still trying to do their music. You know, it's hard.
It's very hard.
Yeah, it can be very stressful sometimes. But anyways, I like you have more songs. I assume that you want to share with the listening public. you know this is listener supported WPFW, and so like we owe them some great music, some great performances. That's why we bring you performances like yours every Friday right here on Live at 5 WPFW, Franco on Fridays. Thank you all for listening, and more music right here in studio from Cass Gardner Band. Folks, this is the Cass Gardner Band right here on WPFW 89.3, Live at 5. I hope you're having an easy, smooth commute, especially listening to the music that they're playing here. So I was going to ask you about your musical, your family, your brothers, sisters, do they play music too?
No. I think I'm the only one that decided to play music. My sister can sing, and I know when I was growing up, we were all in a major at core, and my brothers played drums in it. But I think after that, they were like, no.
Did you have musical instruments in your house?
There was a weird... Because it's funny. I mean, there was a weird organ in there.
Yeah.
that nobody played. I discovered it, and I wrote at least three weird songs on it as a kid.
Right.
But I don't know where it came from, why it was there. I never saw anybody play it.
Really?
And
do you remember the songs that you composed on that?
Yes.
On that piano, really?
Yeah, I remember.
Do you play? You guys ever play them?
No. That was the beginning of my education. No one needs to know.
Well, you
about
know, you
that.
Can develop it now. You know, make it a number one hit. You know.
Catchy tunes. All my dolls love them.
Yeah. I want to go over to Jorge here. You and I probably met way before you met Kaz, right? Or had you known her at that time?
No, I already knew her, but you and I have known each other for a while.
For a while. Yeah. And it was really interesting because, like, at one point when I was trying to get into music and stuff, I hadn't formed my own band or whatever. And we met this mutual friend. She was a singer-songwriter.
Kelly,
yeah.
Kelly Marshall.
Kelly Marshall, that's the name. You got a good memory, man. And then
she
was
played with us.
Oh, she did?
Yeah,
she played guitar with us.
Oh, she's still doing it?
She's in Scotland now, but mm-hmm. she was in the Ambitions for a little while.
Yeah. Oh, is that okay?
Yeah.
So you know, that's how I got to meet you and stuff. And I always loved, because I had a song that I was trying out with you guys and stuff. And he played bass on that. And for a while, the bass line stuck with me in my head. I was like, damn, that guy knows how to play that bass the way I like to hear it, you know. And but it's good. It's good to see how, you know, you've evolved and how this whole thing is coming together. I'd like you guys to play some more songs because we don't have much more time. You know, if you want to share some more of your music, if you have any more tunes left.
We have one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we throw another one out, but for now we have just one more. So.
Okay. And and so do you have any CDs?
We have an album out. It's called It's All Right, which you can get on, you can go to the website, which is www.kazmusic.com, and you can actually find out, you know, where we're playing, see some photos of us, and also find out where, you know, what music we have out. There's streaming on there and everything, so please check it out. I just got that new website up and running last week.
Oh, wow.
Very excited.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So in terms of your musical goals as a band, what are you guys aspiring to? Where do you see this stuff going? I mean, how do you expect? I mean, what are you anticipating? I mean, what are you looking for?
Well, it's my goal to actually you know, I would like this band to tour. I would like for us to make another album. I'd like for us to basically do what a band is supposed to do, like become a functioning, working, full-time mm-hmm. avenue.
We've toured South America, so we hope to tour Europe next.
Yeah, and also the U.S. We haven't really gone anywhere outside of, like, New York, Philly. So I think that, you know, we went to Richmond, but I'd like for the band to kind of, like, you know, spread our wings and get out there and, you know, just get people involved with what we do, with what, mm-hmm. you know, what's going on with us and follow us and, you know, just get engaged with everything that we're working on. 'Cause I think that it could really get big, not big, like, but, like, you know, just
no. It's music. People, you know, that's entertaining.
Yeah,
And I think that goes a long way. And if it's original, it's even better.
Yeah, yes.
You know, it's even better. You talked about the places that you guys play. You said Mark's Cafe once a month or something like that.
Yes.
Now, is that only you guys playing at Mark's Cafe and in the other bands and clubs that you're playing, is it like just you guys or with other groups?
It's mostly just us. Every now and then there's one show coming up where we have one band and another show where there's two bands with us, but usually it's us playing by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Either, you know, the two sets or three sets, depending on what the club wants.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. What do you guys, one more question so we can burn some time here. What do you guys think of the club scene, and especially relating to your music in D.C.?
Well, it's changed a lot. I do think that, you know, in the past, and this is, it's, I think that the issue is that it's both the bands and the clubs, because in the past bands would play with local bands,
mm-hmm.
like them, and there was at least room that a local band could get in there and open for a band that was like them, and fans would come to see that band, but they would also come to see the opening bands, and then they would become fans of that opening band, and then it would go further. But now clubs are like, you know, they want to know what's your draw, and you can't open for anyone, and you're not, you know, and then the bands are coming to town with a full set of people, and so it's more difficult. I don't think that it is as it's not conducive to creativity, in my opinion, and especially to local support. However, I hope that that gets better. I mean, I think that now bands are like banding together a lot more and just sort of like trying to get into clubs as a full packed group. And I think that's a lot easier for younger people, mm-hmm. when you're like us in our 40s, except for Guillaume. It's more difficult. You know, we don't have a bunch of friends that are just hanging around going like, let's get in a band and let's play. Okay, your band, my band. You know, it's more like, it's different. So that's one of the reasons why we started opting to play all night. So that, you know, people could relax and just come see us and mm-hmm. see us in our own element.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that that's the weird thing about the club scene right now. It is
kind of weird.
Difficult.
I mean, I was talking to my son. We were having a conversation on my studio yesterday, and I was talking about the fact that because he does hip hop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the fact that it used to be so easy for like a group of like hip hop artists just to get together and like just work together, work things out, or hip hop artists and musicians to get together. There was a scene that was going on, and this interactive situation that was going on. I don't see much of that anymore, and I kind of attribute that to the computers, you know, because we've lived through that whole the different technological advancements, and I could actually tell you the reason it is the computers, because everyone thinks that they could do everything by themselves.
Yes.
You know, and you know, once you feel like you could do everything by yourself, then you don't feel any need for interaction with anybody else.
Yes.
But the question is, is that really producing the product that you want? And is that the healthiest thing to do as a musician, as an artist? Because I think for us, we need to be interactive with people to create.
And I think that fans like artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they genuinely want to like artists. But if all they have access to is kind of like cookie cutter versions of what a musician is, then they don't quite get all the different nuances that could possibly be things that they never even thought that they would like.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we just, you know, get up every day and after our day jobs go home and work on this and, you know, try to like break through. But that part is difficult because there's just not, you know, I just don't think that people are seeking out like they used to. We used to seek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said earlier, when I liked one thing, I went and tried to find, and I had to seek. I couldn't type it in and 20 things just came up.
You
know,
go.
I had to beg my mom to take me to Smash and, you know, Georgetown. And then when I got a car, I was, you know, riding all around trying to get to every club and every show, trying to see the three bands for $3 at 9:30
club.
Yes, I was
going to mention that. Three bands for $3.
Super Bowl Ska, like that kind of thing.
And you could get in and play that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you'd see bands that actually got pretty big, like Velocity Girl is a great example at the old 9:30 club.
Right, yeah.
And then all the clubs started multiplying and getting huge in terms of capacity.
And not letting you in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a shame.
For 30 minutes. Can I get a 30-minute opening slot before that band is like, no, sorry, they have everything. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm hopeful, you know. I really am, because I think there are a lot of musicians out there that like to do spontaneous things, like to get together. It's just a matter of somehow figuring out a way to make that happen and where people can kind of come together and do that. That's why, you know, in the wintertime, I do the jam sessions at Hades, you know, just so that people can be able to have a place to play and, you know, shed, you know, and test stuff out.
You have a lot of stuff going on. A lot of cool stuff. It's like crazy. I'm like, you're like this, like... I don't know, well, arts ambassador right now.
I'm just trying to do my little part, you know. And but I'm really very, you know, you guys have been a part of that, you know, meeting guys like you guys and, you know, some other great musicians that we've all come, you know, come across.
Yeah.
But I'm really appreciative of the fact that you guys are here. Thank you so much for being here on Live at
thank
5.
Thank you again for
if
having
you're
going
to play one more song for us on the way out. And I'd like to thank Katia Stitt and Jerry Paris and sound engineer Sierra Shine and Robin Smith. Folks, thank you all for listening on this wonderful Friday evening. Have a great weekend. This is Franco Agbro from Live at 5 every Friday. See you next Friday. WPFW 89.3 FM, the station for jazz and justice.
More from Kaz Gardner. Thank you all. Have a great weekend.
and this is a poem entitled Jazz and Justice. WPFW is the messenger of the airways bringing proof through policymakers and investigators who tell the truth. Duke Ellington's A-Train started the 1977 ride. Today, this station is heard worldwide. Located at 89.3 on your FM dial, WPFW has sophistication and style. The style required to walk the talk for many miles, airing the stories that don't always bring smiles. But you can depend on it to bring progressive information as a listener-supported community station. A radio station located in the capital of the nation where policymakers can be scrutinized with direct observation. And with WPFW.org, news and views can be heard all around as this station brings its listeners the jazz and justice sound. Whether heard on the radio or online, jazz and justice cannot be confined. The WPFW mission has continued throughout the years, airing the truth of the people, their blood, sweat, and tears. This station brings the truth that its listeners deserve, unlike commercial media that keeps the truth in reserve.